This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Bringing you another update from the 2016 National FFA Convention. We're going to take some time to chat with some FFA members from Missouri instead of Illinois, so a little bit different. We're going to chat with members from the Potosi FFA chapter. First up is their chapter president, Alyssa Crocker. Alyssa, fill us in on what you guys have been working on so far since you've been in Indianapolis for convention.
First of all, we've been working on keeping on a strict time schedule. First thing we attended was the opening session. There, you know, they let us introduce us to the national officers. Then from there, we did Courtesy Corps. And with Courtesy Corps, we help run things at the Mega Mall, which is pretty fun. We also attended the career show, which is where we can learn about jobs in the FFA. And they show you many opportunities with colleges and scholarships. And, yeah.
Is it surprising on how many different career opportunities there are in agriculture that you can learn about here?
Yes, there is. There is so many jobs that you don't even think about, you know.
Sure. With your time in the Courtesy Corps, I'm assuming that gave you some community service hours and just a way to give back and help out.
Yes, it does. Your Courtesy Corps hours also can go for your state degree, which is one of the second highest that you can earn.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much, Alyssa. Now we're going to visit with the chapter treasurer, Dylan Franklin. Dylan, I want to talk to you about a tour that you guys are going to be going on.
That's right. We're going on a candy shopping spree, sort of. We're going to Goods Candy Shop. I have not heard too much about it since we've been here, but I hear it's really good and their candy is delicious, especially the chocolate. I'm going to enjoy seeing how they make it and enjoy even more tasting it.
All right, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and you've been to convention before. Yeah. So any tours that you really enjoyed in previous years you want to mention?
I think there was one in Kentucky, I'm sure, and we went to Slugger's where they made the baseball bats and all that, and we also went to where they raced horses, the Kentucky Derby, I think it is. We saw like all the simulations for horse riding and at the stadium, baseball bats where they make them. We saw how finely tuned, and we even got FFA emblemed baseball bats.
So even though these tours are kind of a break from the meetings and a little bit of fun, you're still learning a lot of new things.
Oh yeah, I'm always excited to go out and see the world. It's always fun.
All right, well, thank you, Dylan. And now we're going to visit with the chapter Sentinel. We have Matthew Jones. And Matthew, what I want to talk about you today is that this is actually your first year attending National Convention. What do you think so far?
Well, so far it's been great. I've been really enjoying my time here. It's a lot bigger than I expected. I went to the State Convention last year, and it was fun there, but this is way bigger.
60-some-odd thousand people that are here. Did you expect to see this many Blue Jackets?
Not exactly this many, but I did expect to see a lot since this is from all over the country, including the territories. And it's been kind of exciting meeting new people, especially when working Courtesy Corps that Alyssa talked about earlier, because we were helping to bag the items that the people were buying. And he had some nice conversations. People get to learn some about them, and it was really fun.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you're having a really great experience for your first year being here. Have you had a chance to walk around the expo at all yet?
Not too much. Not yet. But hopefully I'll get to, you know, later on today or maybe tomorrow. Not necessarily tomorrow, but...
Sure. Well, I hope you get a chance to do that. There's a lot to see and do in there. Thank you, Matthew, and enjoy the rest of your time here in Indianapolis. Now we're going to talk with the chapter secretary, Brittany Mills. And Brittany, I want to visit with you a little bit about your SAE or your standardized ag experience. Tell us what it's about.
I grow herbs and flowers and some vegetables, and that's pretty much all I do.
So you're growing these herbs and vegetables. Are you selling those? Do you use them yourself? What do you do with them?
I just use them myself, and I create different flower bouquets out of the herbs and the flowers, like with basil and parsley, and then marigolds and zinnias is what I pretty much grow.
Is that something you think you might want to do as a career someday, and you want to maybe eventually sell your products, or is it just more of a hobby?
I considered becoming a florist, so if I do end up becoming a florist, it would grow from a hobby to my career.
Sure. Also getting some good experience. What made you decide to get involved in FFA and start your SAE?
Well, my friend introduced me to it, and then later I started gathering materials and started actually trying to plant things and make them grow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Brittany. It was nice talking with you, and enjoy the rest of the convention. And last but not least today, we're going to visit with the chaplain of the chapter, John Owens. And John, I also want to talk to you about your standardized ag experience. What does yours involve?
Mine involves with swine production, which I usually take care of raising pigs. Poultry production, which I'm reproducing my own chicks, reproducing our poultry farm to make it a little bigger. And I'm also doing a little bit of forestry with my grandpa, which is we're working with Lumberjack, and we're getting logs to give people build new homes and floors and stuff like that.
So did you grow up on a farm, have been around agriculture your whole life, or how did you get interested in these things?
I've grown up with agriculture my whole entire life. My grandpa, he used to have horses, and then we started getting pigs and goats and then donkeys and stuff like that. So, yeah, I've been growing up around agriculture.
And I didn't ask you this yet, but what grade are you in, and how many years have you been working on your project now?
I'm going to be a senior. I'm going to be graduating this year. I'm a senior. I'm going to be, this is my third year working on this group, projects, to make sure that our economy and stuff like that is perfectly good and stuff like that.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of great things going for you with the three projects you mentioned. Here in Indianapolis for National Convention, are you enjoying your time here? What are your thoughts?
I'm having a blast. This is the third year for being here at Nationals. I'm having fun. Get to hang out with the chapter, with my friends, and get to learn more experiences and help me with my better college skills.
Well, thank you very much, John Owens, the chaplain of the Potosi FFA chapter from Missouri. And that's the folks that we just spoke with. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.